To Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Football.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I suck.
Apparently, I suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Football.
On the day Cecil Cooper is fired.
Where was he?
Enjoy your work. Here's Grooves with sponsors.
Thanks, Bug. Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
Couldn't even wait.
Let's say hello to the Hardline. The Hardline is not here.
Racism.
They wouldn't do that to Scrap Iron.
The Hardline is over there. Maybe at the station. Maybe somewhere celebrating football.
We are having a Cowboy post-game party right now at this location.
On the party pass? On the party plaza?
Sounds like the snake.
Football.
We are at 3500 Maple Avenue.
Ah, very nice.
Now, the snake had a party this weekend. And I didn't know whether I was allowed to talk to you about it last week. Did you know?
Yeah.
So you knew, I didn't know if it was a surprise party.
Well done, Donovan.
I guess Dan was off.
I told someone, right.
I did mention it.
What?
No, don't worry about it.
Just, what did I miss?
Well, what do you think? You just, you know, private, keep private, you know, public, keep public. And he made a request and you missed it. You were off talking.
Yeah, I did.
Somebody.
I did come back and say it.
That's okay.
He came back and said what?
Donovan delivered his message.
To who? Me?
Obviously not you.
You were, I guess you were on the phone.
Football.
Walking off doing stuff.
So I wasn't allowed to say what I just said?
Allowed?
No, you did a fantastic job.
Football.
WTF, like it worked is perfect. Going
on. It was well executed, I'm not going to lie to you.
You called the right play in the huddle. It just didn't get to everybody.
Right. It was just it's like a fumbled snap or something.
Kind of miscommunication there at the line.
It's okay.
And I hate when I fumble my snap.
You called Hot Route Red 7.
Now, is Mike with you?
Dan ran a 9
or
right down the middle.
Is he so upset?
Oh, Mike's in a very good mood today. Very good mood.
Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, have you seen the Showtime AFL show or Stars or
Boy,
whatever?
Boy, I sure have.
Awesome, huh?
Did you watch that?
Man, that is great.
I don't think they can better the first one.
Well, they're going to try.
That ended on such a high.
I got to watch that thing.
And I got to thinking about Mike.
I've been waiting for it.
Certainly
in
the last 15 minutes, Mike.
Please.
But oh, boy, if there
the
was
best part of it, Dan.
If
last
there was
15?
One yeah. guy that I thought would
I stopped.
Queef.
If I thought there was one guy who might agree with me for my thoughts on the game presentation last night, it was Mike Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Huh?
Why is this?
Just because I'm watching the absurdity of it all, the idiocracy, the running man, just all that was going on last night at Cowboy Stadium. I just thought the dialed back foot baseball purist approach might have been an interesting
things might have been a tad over the top out there.
I don't know. They had a couple things going on.
What's wrong with the running man?
Football. You know what? I saw Running Man a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
not
the movie.
Bad. Not
oh.
bad.
Football.
Now, what is Running Man? I'm not sure if
dance.
I'm familiar with this.
Just picture Richard Dawson, dancing girls, screaming, and fans going crazy because they're being whipped into a frenzy of a sporting event. Like last
another
night.
Rollerball.
Do you think it's a little bit overboard for Jerry to hire 5 security guys to stand around the star, which was going to be unveiled prior to the game, to stand around it from 2 p.m. to 7?
Oh, was it 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. to 7, just in case Bin Laden went after
one
it.
They
might have stolen it.
Right.
I mean,
you have to protect each point.
It was unbelievable.
Well,
hey, it's not our fault. That's what the world's come to.
Emmett protected the star. The least the security guys could do is feel
they
strongly about
They should have had George
it.
Teague out
yeah,
there.
So did
Why
George
didn't they
Teague?
Have George Teague stand there?
Right.
That's all they needed.
And all those guys were like all FBI'd out with earpieces and stuff. It's the star.
How else are you going to protect the star? Huh?
All
you
going to
protect it with a flashlight and mace? Hell no.
Mike, if you had to say, if you had to define last night as either understated or overstated, which would you go with, do you think?
He's going to go with Queef.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Queef.
Well, today is Monday, September 24th. September 21st.
It was pretty well out of the extreme right of that spectrum.
The 264th day of the year. There are 101 days left in 2009.
Do you think Joe Paterno ever would have let that happen?
This is the very day in 1948.
He wouldn't have had any choice.
I think the fireworks would have scared him.
The day in 1948 that Milton Berle made his debut as host of the Texaco Star Theater.
Former Ranger great.
On NBC. Mike?
He likes to show his penis.
Now, wasn't Milton Berle black from the waist down?
Yes, he was. And what I just said about it was very correct.
Like Norm?
On this day in 1970, Monday Night Football made its debut on ABC.
You're not going to play it again?
Oh, really, Dan? Where did it make that debut?
And from what we've always been told, he had quite an apparatus to display.
As the Browns defeated the New York Jets 31-21 in Cleveland.
Dan,
do you think the Browns could win the Big Ten this year?
On this day in 1989.
You answer
me. Well, let's go back, Dan.
What?
What was that night like in Cleveland?
Were you allowed to stay up late that night?
I don't know. I was two. Or no, was I one? When was I born?
So in 69. You were in the onesie.
Back to Dad.
So I was one.
So now,
in a onesie.
Dad number one around still? Or had he already split the scene and you just had very loose maternal unit control and
you know,
all
at that point, I may have been in the care solely of Grandma.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I've heard
this chapter.
What?
Oh, my God.
Now, how many years is that?
Like Letarian?
There was a year or so when...
Did you fight her because you wanted some wings from Walmart?
There was a year or so that Mom went off to California to do some finding yourself or something.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Dad was with, or Dan, me.
Segment.
Was with
how old were
various
you?
Aunts and uncles and grandmas.
For a year?
So you were a transient child, huh?
Just passing the baby?
How old were you, dude?
I lived in like 20 different places before I was four. And then I lived in the same place till 18.
Do you need a hug, man?
Hey, don't...
I don't remember any of it. It's all good.
Pass it around.
Just a little baby, you know? Just little Carlos.
Well, I don't know. When you're three or four, you're not a little baby.
Just like Carlos and one of those harnesses.
Did they just pass the harness from aunt to aunt?
I was very much like Carlos.
Got some blue blockers on.
Now it's the table, Dan.
On this day in 1989.
Man, that's sad,
wow,
Dan.
I didn't know that.
It's not sad.
It is.
Why?
Well, you were passed around like a joint.
Grandma's taking care of you.
Quit
guarding
that infant.
While Mom's gone to find herself.
In California.
What kind of Browns fan is Grandma?
You think she ran into Norm?
Oh, yeah.
I knew a police call.
There were many of us who
My brother looks like Norm.
Yeah. Hanging out at Topanga Canyon.
Making love on the beach.
There were a lot of us who did that back then.
Oh, she was so young. On this day in 1989, 21 students in Alton, Texas, were in a school bus. It was involved in a collision with a soft drink delivery truck. It careened into a water-filled pit, and all 21 students died.
And what year was this?
1989.
Ironically, the truck wasn't soft.
Wow. Oh,
okay. Groups, you can use that one, all right?
Here's a joke series. 1 year ago today,
that was a drop.
Mad Men became the first basic cable show to win the top series Emmy.
It is now.
And also 1 year ago today, Tom, South African President Thabo Mbeki announced his resignation. Your thoughts?
Who? Did he pronounce that right,
Tom?
Yeah. Did he pronounce that right?
Wait a minute. I think we have
no idea.
Audio from the speech. Go ahead.
No idea.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right, birthday news.
And that was a very musical presentation that went along with that out there that day.
No. Nika Benikoko. Welcome to the
Tom, translate, Tom.
I don't know what they're saying. I have no idea.
Come on, Tom.
Don't lock us out of this information.
I was born in Delaware. I have no idea.
Delaware, Tom. Counting on you for this.
Oh, the first state of the Union of the United States.
Is this before District 9?
Mike, hang on.
Mike, are you sitting down?
Holy S.
Yes, I am.
The Astros have fired Cecil Cooper.
Oh, what a day.
You should ask Bob to sit down.
Do you mean the Disastros?
Yeah. Everybody.
You know how to lighten things up.
Boy. That puts a whole different spin on it.
How about some sports humor today to help you feel better?
I'm going to turn that frown upside down.
Well, first is school bus humor, now sports humor.
Have you guys noticed a little uptick in P1 rage today?
Yeah. What do you think the cause for that is?
Oh, I know it's the start of Cowboy season. I'm just
what about the
wondering
Rangers
if it's
Cecil Cooper?
Any one show in particular or if it's across the board rage?
Football.
Dan,
I don't know. I think it's a glorious day myself.
All right, go, Donovan.
Former Ticket Chick Markea's birthday is today.
Now, how is it that
her in 34?
How is it that you're still in touch with her? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and my wife become fast friends.
Weird.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
That's the last thing you want to have happen, I thought.
I know. I was saying, you know, that's going to be a little, you know, odd, but hey, it's worked out so far, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So she turned 34 today. So
she's not ticket chicking anymore?
No, she's not.
Senior division?
We lost a good one there.
Senior tour.
She'll be missed. Senior tour.
All right. Here's an interesting email from Keith Kelly from New York.
Keith,
happy birthday, Markea.
Today is my 30th birthday. I would love a spare birthday mention on Why It Doesn't Suck. I moved to New York 3 years ago, but I'm more of a T1 than ever.
A T1?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I listen all day, every day. It would make my 3 decades of existence if Ty could tell me one of his jokes, as he is my leader.
Well, that explains everything.
That explains why he's a T1.
From Keith Kelly,
yeah,
New York.
The T stands for Ty.
Keith Kelly, New York, T1. Here's Ty, right there.
Oh, dear.
Happy birthday, Queef.
All right, Ty, go ahead.
Want a joke, huh? All right. Why does a chicken coop have only 2 doors?
Why does a chicken coop have only 2 doors? Yeah. I don't know. Why does a chicken coop have only 2 doors, Ty?
If it had 4, it would be a chicken sedan.
Not bad.
Really?
Not bad.
I like it.
Thank
I just
you.
Don't feel like laughing.
Thank you.
I want your jokes to be more Star Wars-centric from now on, though.
Yeah, more Chewy stuff.
All right.
Little man walks into a cantina sort of thing.
Right.
And you got to work in some kind of Hot Pocket from Alabama or something.
Walks into an ad agency.
Two guys were fixing their phasers, blah, blah, blah.
Bounty hunter walks into a spaceport. Come
Michelle
on.
Fort emails.
Looking for a Birmingham booty call.
It is my husband's 29th birthday.
A Birmingham booty call? And
yeah, two Ewoks walk into the forest.
I will wake him up in that special way. We live in San Antonio, but he listens to the ticket all day at work online.
Yeah, sure you will.
It doesn't say whether he's a T1. He would love nothing more than a drop combo of Bob's Nip Nip Wiener, Muser's Laugh, followed by a Pow Pow Barrage. Hook'em Horns, Michelle Fort.
Picture, Michelle?
Yeah, picture first. Now, she doesn't say what her husband's name is, so...
Who cares?
Not so sure she's that interested in him. I wouldn't mind hearing that stuff.
Yeah. Was there a picture involved in this?
No.
Uh-oh. Oh,
you're out of luck then.
Dear Dan, please wish happy birthday to P1 Gray. He went to TCU, has been surrounded by hot women for the past 10 years.
10? That's it?
The only thing he wants for his birthday is for Mike to hum a few chords of Zombie Zoo. Thanks, P1 Auto.
Oh, good. Here's Mike with a song.
With Zombie Zoo. Awesome.
And TC...
Take it, Mike.
Fleming emails.
Oh, no.
I don't know how that one goes.
Dear Dan, Saturday was my brother Daniel's 21st birthday.
Have you ever met Daniel?
Thanks from TC. Yes, I have.
You know, that's interesting because Sean Fleming emailed me and pointed out that the Fleming parents were experiencing an anniversary. I believe the TC mom and dad unit.
They must be so proud.
We're experiencing a marital milestone this weekend.
He can just walk into their bedroom and say, happy anniversary.
Isn't TC the older brother?
Yeah, right?
Isn't it amazing that after you had TC, you'd still go again? Trying to get it right.
We can't go out like that, honey.
One more.
It's like when you're at the driving range and the last ball is horrible. You got to find one more ball, you know?
Oh, that's very good. They're still trying for a boy.
Sorry, right, TC. Elsewhere, Doug Davis is 34.
Well.
Former Ranger great.
Cecil Fielder, 46.
He's not doing well.
Artis Gilmore, 60.
You think his kid gives him any money?
ABA.
Artis, my man.
He probably needs it.
Would you like to play a Stacy Davis, where are they now, competition someday?
Sure.
Where we catch up with people from our first 10 years.
Are they still married, you think?
I swear his bio just mentioned his kids in the latest media guide.
Well, then, let's get some chocolates.
Part your hair.
Yeah. John Kitna is 37.
I could be wrong.
She can go talk to Kat for us.
I could be wrong.
You know? If you're married to her, wouldn't she just go meet with Bennett for you?
She had some things to say. She was opinionated about Doug Melvin once upon a time.
Yeah, according to Typedia, Doug is single and just has two children, daughter Drew and a son Jordan.
Hmm.
Enjoys golf in his spare time.
Sam McDowell, 67.
Oh, what's
that? Is that dad number two or three? All one.
You never know.
Weren't the Rangers toying with a triumphant return of Doug Davis 2 months ago?
Still may be.
Provided he doesn't want to be paid in dollars.
Doug Moe is 71.
Right, provided he's willing to take Stars tickets.
Take pro shop items.
Stars.
How many foam fingers would it take to get you here, sir?
All right, let's go back to Sam McDowell.
Yeah, good point.
Dan, your thoughts on his time with the Tribe?
Led the American League in strikeouts 5 times in 6 years.
Like, do you think he'd instantly go to the front of your rotation now?
Still had time to squeeze you out.
Yeah, was he living with your grandma, too?
You never know.
Do you know what his nickname was?
Rapid Robert, right?
What was it, Mike?
Now with Sam.
Wow! Old people were so creative. I love it. Over here we have Rapid Robert, and this
Here's
is
Sudden Sam.
Sudden Sam.
Hold on, everybody.
We've already used Slammin' Sammy, so let's go to Sudden Sam.
Bob, Sidney Moncrief is 52.
Wow. Oh, man.
Well.
When you assemble my favorite Milwaukee Bucks list.
Buck.
Is that your first black hero?
Now, how far down that list do we have to go before we run into his name?
Oh, I think he's got to be number one. Terry Cummings, Marcus Johnson are both there, but...
Oh, no, wait a minute. Where's Randy Brewer in all this?
Terry what?
Stop it.
Now, did you have the SI of him dunking
yes.
with the deodorant still fresh on his armpits?
Didn't matter. He was great.
Was a great shot.
All clumpy.
And you know what?
You have to smell good.
When he had his unfortunate moment with the golf club a couple years ago.
What happened? I don't remember.
I had his back.
What happened?
Seemed like...
Maybe his wife's car was in need of repair.
Seemed like there was a traffic dispute of some sort
involving
a golf club, I think.
Look out that way.
Jack Nicholson did
Road
the same
rage.
Thing.
Yeah, you know what? It was very Jack Nicholson, as I recall.
And one of the...
Or Jack Nicholas.
One of the Gabors, too.
Mike.
Eva.
She just grabbed a pitching wedge.
Former Dallas Cowboy Reggie Rucker is 62.
Gap.
Yes, he is a former Dallas Cowboy, but I believe there's another team that he's more closely associated with.
Yeah, and a...
He's a former guest of our show.
I was going to say, you had him on like for Dan's birthday.
Show. Like when Dan was 34.
That is a former Browns great, more than a former Cowboy.
Sure
great.
Is.
So you know what I love after Dan figures out who the guests are? Because they're all just spare enough to where you don't have anything for them.
Come on.
Once it's over.
True.
So and then Dan's stuck with like, what are you up to now?
What does Typedia have on Sidney Moncrief on a golf club?
You remember Cleveland?
he enjoys golf in his spare time, too.
Fanny Flagg is 65. Used to be hot.
Fanny. Who?
Jugs.
Do you know, I remember Fanny Fox.
Big Jugs, right, Mike?
Where are you coming from?
Mike, were there any Fannies in your class?
What?
No.
Or was that name gone?
I had a Fanny.
No, I've never known a Fanny.
Do you have it, too?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Larry Hagman is 78.
That's your moving out of my fingernails.
How old is liver?
Faith Hill is 42.
Like two.
Yeah.
That great. Hot.
Faith
that
Hill, great. You said, Dan?
That great.
Yeah.
She
that
is
great.
So hot.
Is Romo
is she?
Dating her
yes,
yet?
Yes, she is.
Is she?
Football. That's the one who sings the theme, right?
Football.
She is smoking.
Was she on American Idol?
Football.
No. Right prize, home.
Cheryl Hines is 44.
That's hot, too.
Did anybody watch Curb? I didn't see it.
No.
No. I did.
And? Do you get it? It's Seinfeldy, isn't it? Are they back on?
No, no. None of them were on there last night, but it is...
Football.
They come out of the
football.
Gate way too fast.
Uh-oh. Oh, really? Are they trying too hard?
Yes, they're trying way too hard.
Stephen
I mean, they
King.
Just launch right into one bit after another.
Is there a lot of tension?
Stephen tension? King is 62.
No, there are too many bits for there to be tension.
A lot of uncomfortable spots where Larry's worked his way into being at odds with someone else.
Yeah, there's those, but they try too hard to get there.
Maybe somebody in a wheelchair.
I think I'm about half out on that show.
Maybe a veteran.
Ricky Lake is 41.
You've invested like a decade. You can't just dump out.
Bill Murray is 59.
That's genius.
Watch me.
No,
that's
it's not.
Genius.
Not in Caddyshack.
That is genius.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray is genius.
Oh, yeah.
Did you remember former Hardline guest, Dan?
I'm going to give you a little DVD called Lost in Translation.
No. Do you want her?
Never mind. I've got it.
It's awful. Luke Wilson is 38.
That's greatness.
Rushmore, Creighton.
Yeah.
Rude.
Luke's great.
Now, here are your spare birthdays.
I saw his...
He's a Dallas treasure.
I saw his playing lessons with the pros.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still running around Dallas a little bit.
He looks like he might be a better golfer than me.
Luke Wilson?
He looks like he might be on that short list of better golfers than
me. Bill Murray.
Oh. All right. Spares. Now, is it possible that Randolph Childress and Richard Childress are having a birthday today?
Randolph Scott?
37 and 64.
Whatever happened to him?
The Wake Forest Demon Deacon, great.
Riding that train alone.
And the owner of the three car. How about Darva Conger, Hardline? 44.
Darva
Conger.
Darva Conger.
I thought you had the guy on.
Didn't she pick games
Yankee
you guys want to hear?
Wanky. The no. Conger needs food.
No, they had on the guy that...
Yeah, we've never had
that
her
that married
on.
Her.
Who else, yeah.
Who'd you have
In fact,
on
you
then?
Were hosting that day.
Yeah,
were
they made. I had to come up with questions for this moron who's
the guy? Was it the first Bachelor?
The Hardline's reality star of the week.
I was a millionaire,
nice
wasn't it? It was
the first millionaire show.
Joey, but a few.
No,
yeah, but he wasn't really
a millionaire.
Who wants
to marry a millionaire? Yeah.
Who wants to marry? It wasn't Joe Millionaire.
She
was
a nurse or something.
Millionaire.
I believe it was Richard Simmons.
That's weird. Ari Leyendyke is 56.
Ari.
Entourage.
Ari.
Now imagine.
Anybody watch Entourage?
No.
Nope.
Or are we not allowed to talk about that, Corby?
Football. I don't watch it, so.
Imagine the birthday party at Stu Cedar's house. Rick Mahorn's 51
today.
Oh,
wow. Oh, that's a six.
Man.
Studer.
And Vikings fan.